The following is an excerpt from a message from Damien Rex to the long-dead spirits of the Elven Kingdom. Your time is up. My time is now. You can't see me. My time is now. It's the franchise. Boy, I'm shining now. You can't see me. My time is now. I think it's when we found this that the party realized that we had really messed up. Well, without further ado, let's get to the show!
So last we left off, you had unwittingly unleashed Damien into the world, and after the tree had given you visions of his trial, he finally had the confrontation where you could see what was going on. What was he doing? Why? What the hell is happening? And when you tried to flail recklessly at him, it did not go well. And so now we are in the throne room. And he has said he is willing to have a conversation, explain his side of the story, and answer your questions unless you don't want to talk to him anymore. If something has dramatically changed in the 30 seconds in-game between now and then, you have to let me know.
I don't think there's physically anything else that we can do.
Yeah, I have 7 hit points.
So, are we actually going to have this conversation, or are you going to go stand there flabbergasted? I'm willing to karate chop you out of existence again, but I'd rather not. Seems pretty boring, to be honest. Sorry about that. It's been a time. My voice, it's coming and going. So, are we going to have this conversation again, or do I need to karate chop you into existence?
You mean out of existence, right?
No, I mean into existence.
I'm sorry, do we not exist currently?
That's a metaphysical question that I can't answer.
I thought you said you were going to answer all our questions? Is that not correct?
My answer is I can't answer, because I do not know the answer.
I'm done.
I feel like we can tackle that question a little bit later. I guess, why'd you murder your entire civilization would be a good starter question.
Let me ask you a question. If you lived at the bottom of a society that treated you like trash for simply being born in the wrong place at the wrong time, would you not also have wanted the downfall of the people who caused that?
I feel like you maybe overgeneralize that degree of revenge.
Hold on. Who lived in their society, me or you?
We all live in a society. Chill.
I've lived in society, period. And 10 bucks says at least one person was innocent of your abuse that you killed.
Here's the thing. We weren't murdering all of the people in our society. We were the people who were liberating them.
Where are the liberated people?
Well, you seem, that didn't go well. We're
picking that up. That perhaps
if
intention and consequence didn't quite line up for you there.
Yeah. Sometimes power is not controlled so much as guided, and we made an error in our judgment.
So what you're saying is that you didn't mean to murder everyone, but you did mean to destroy civilization. You just happened to murder everyone in part of that plan.
Not destroy civilization, just reform the way that our society functioned?
By
it's
killing
very
everyone.
Heavily reformed now. Functions significantly differently in that it doesn't function at all because you killed everyone.
Listen, it's not really all that different, except everyone's dead and I'm still at the bottom of the food chain.
Well, then I guess you failed. Like, if your goal was to be not at...
Oh, miserably.
Technically, there's no top or bottom of the food chain because you're the last one
there
standing.
There is. The tree is the top. Nope, tree exists. He's kind of a dick.
Did you turn your entire civilization into the tree?
No, we were born from... The tree is our great, great, seven times great parent.
Oh, so you were born from the tree. I merely adopted it, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's... Exciting topic. Didn't we kill the tree?
Oh, yeah, that is a great question. Why did we do that?
Because it's a dick that was keeping me here for hundreds of thousands of years.
So, again, no tree. Your hierarchy system falls apart without the tree.
Also, your solution to it's a dick does seem to be kill it.
Yeah. You'd think you'd learn from the first attempt.
Tell you what,
attempt.
I'll lock you up for 400,000 years, and then you tell me if I let you murder me to get out, that you wouldn't do that.
I mean, we're already pretty certain on murdering you, we just don't seem to be able to do so. So,
like, physically,
I guess I do see
emotionally,
your point.
Or like,
I did attack you a bunch, like, I guess you do win there. We did try to kill you.
To be fair, we didn't collapse society beforehand, though.
That is true. We did not spill innocent blood, or at least we did not know that we did. Perhaps those spirit orb things may not have been...
Or that weird person saying, do not pass. That also seemed a little sketchy, won't lie there.
Well, that was a rock boy. It's not real.
We haven't attacked anything that hasn't attacked us first.
Barnabas has some emotional value to me. Frankly, they weren't living.
Well, then we didn't kill any living people, is what you're saying. Checkmark us.
They were my friend for a while.
In the tree. That definitely
yes,
is
you
true.
You have not murdered any tree. Living individuals in the tree.
Okay, so moral high grounds?
Sorry, actually, when you say that, he actually comes over and poofs in front of you and then sticks a gold star sticker onto your chest and then poofs back onto where he was sitting.
Who is you?
Piron.
Sick. I'm very confused.
It actually it says number one best boy.
Just confusion. So I guess like one last Piron has one last question, which is just kind of so to summarize, you're saying that you killed everyone, but it should be okay because you didn't mean to kill everyone, and you think that most of them deserved it.
No, I didn't kill everyone. My actions resulted in their deaths.
That sounds like you killed someone with extra steps.
No, I did not physically take the steps for murder.
No, you only took the preamble steps that led to everything else. You collapsed the first domino.
Okay, we'll start again. You intended to enact violence on a select group of people, and the actions you took to cause this violence to be brought upon these people resulted in the mass death, arguably genocide, of your entire culture, and it's okay because you didn't mean to.
So,
are we on the same page?
No, I don't think you're understanding.
Okay.
I made a deal with something.
Okay.
And that something gave us the ability to depose our would-be stain of a king.
Okay. And the problem with that
is that the our end of the deal is we had to let it out.
Okay.
And when we let it out, it murdered everyone, including all my friends.
Yes, you killed everyone.
So some shifty thing that you did not fully understand gave you a promise that seemed too good to be true and said that it needed to be released from its prison to be free in this plane. And you thought that was a good idea?
Didn't you make a deal with me after meeting me for 30 seconds to save the tree?
Have you ever heard of the deal of the centaur's paw? I know centaurs don't have paws. That probably got lost in translation somewhere. But you make a deal, and then you get the thing, but then it's finger curl, and then everything goes bad.
Yeah, you have to really be careful of the hubris of your wishes. I understand.
Do you understand?
Oh, yes. I'm pretty sure the entire genocide of my race and the fact that I've been in a tree for 400,000 years is a pretty good lesson.
Okay. So as long as we agree that you are in the wrong, yeah.
Oh, I never said I was in the right. I just wanted you to understand that I'm not a bad person.
No, but you are.
Iffy.
I feel like...
Let me put it this way.
You have not put forward good evidence to that argument.
How about this? Go down the stairs and I'll let you out. And that's how you'll know I'm a good person. No strings attached.
Is this going to be a centaur's paw? Like, you'll let us out, but we'll release a demon and kill an entire civilization.
I will tell you this. I am not a demon.
That isn't what we asked.
Yeah. Will we kill an entire civilization if we all go down the stairs?
So where are you going from here?
Not into the tree. I am going to let us all out. The fact is, you entered the tree and would not have been able to leave otherwise. I think you've noticed.
Yeah, we did notice that. That's true.
Where are you going? Where will you go?
With you.
Sorry?
With you.
You're just tagging along now?
No, I won't stay with you, but you're my ticket out of here.
Wait. You can leave at any time. But we need to leave for you to leave.
I mean, what is your, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Here's the deal. Where do I see myself in 5 years? I've been trapped in a tree for 400,000 years. I'd like to see the outside world.
So you're going to see the sights and not enact global genocide again?
I pinky promise I will not enact global genocide.
I feel like we need to ask more questions. Like,
I
what
feel
is
like
your
I'm
goal?
Setting the bar a little too low.
Yeah. What's your goal when you leave?
I would like to enjoy life.
What does enjoying life mean for you?
Enjoying life means for me being able to do a lot of things I couldn't do for 400,000 years.
Which includes?
Baking cakes, eating pies, murdering villages, eating more pies.
See? There's the part in there that makes me think that perhaps
right.
You're not so,
so
reformed.
I don't think you understand this. I don't have a choice in that. The fact that you're alive right now is really good willpower on my part.
You always have a choice to not murder villages. In fact, I've murdered zero villages.
Tell you what. If I said, hey, you aren't allowed to eat, and then you are allowed to eat, but I'm going to hand you a buffet. What would you do?
I have a question. Are you
a
vampire?
I don't know how to answer that.
Not a good start.
So I don't want to say yes, because you guys will get kind of judgy.
Yeah, of course we'll get judgy.
Newsflash for you, Monsieur Guardian. Okay, we are already pretty judgy.
We can drop the whole guardian pretense. I fucking hate this tree.
No, but you're a vampire, right?
Sort of, if by sort of I mean yes.
Okay, I have a question, and I'm surprised it has not come up yet. You released a demon, we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so what was the name of the demon?
Good question, JJ.
Don't know if I'm being honest. I was not exactly.
Most definitely do. Its name is Algazoth.
No. That's what it said its name was, and that would have been so much better.
Oh, I see.
It's one of those demons that's like, don't worry, I'm a pixie. And then it comes out and then it's like, JK, I'm a murder pixie.
I'm a murderer of planets. Yeah, no, you're understanding now.
Yeah.
Great. So, you didn't murder your civilization entirely, but you definitely want to continue murdering innocent people.
Well, no, I don't want to.
Vampire, like, needs to.
You have to.
Let me pose it this way. I would like to live my life and not be a vampire. But until I am not a vampire, I don't really have a choice.
Okay. So I actually have a couple.
Death of the person, is that required in the eating process?
I understood
you needed a quantity of blood.
Here's the thing. It's not required, but usually happens because I have zero control. I'm a bit of a glutton. I'm sorry. I get it. We're body shaming now. I understand.
Oh, okay.
But I can't really control my eating habits.
Honestly, cannot judge that trying to quit smoking, it is not working very well. I keep getting rid of the pipe and it keeps coming back. I understand that. Important question, though.
You have a magic pipe? Comes back to you when you get rid of it? That's so cool.
Just a couple of follow-up questions. Do you need human blood? Like humanoids? Like people?
Tell you what. Humans? The way that I would describe it is I can have non-human blood, but it would be like the equivalent of forcing you to eat raw, uncooked, unsalted oats.
I would eat raw, uncooked, unsalted... What was it? Oats? If it meant not murdering people.
I've actually eaten a lot of raw, uncooked, unsalted oats. Sometimes you're in the forest.
I just
and you
value
go,
human life.
Wow, you have
over,
no taste buds, do you?
My taste.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. I grew up with wood elves. So we don't eat meat. Not because we don't like the taste, but because it is more ethical.
Context. I did not eat meat before I became this. Also, and there are many delicious ways to cook vegetables, roasted kale is one of my favorites, or was one of my favorites, before vegetables turned to ash in my mouth.
Okay, so that was actually going to be another question, if you could actually eat. So when you said eating pies, that is just that was just to hide the murder.
I'm so glad we're learning vampire anatomy, but we're getting a little sidetracked.
Okay. We've accepted that I am not absolved of genocide. Congratulations.
Or the future murders you intend to commit.
Tell you what, I will make sure that any murder I commit, you will not witness. That is my guarantee.
That doesn't make it better. You did the genocide before we were alive, and the genocide's still not good.
Listen, you're not... I've had 400,000 years to grapple with the fact that I caused the murder of my entire civilization... by accident.
I have a great idea.
You seem
you get
more
us out and then you come back into the tree. Problem solved.
Not being at fault for the crime than actually atoning for it.
Tell you what, I will wrestle with my own demons, both physical and emotional.
I think our worry is that you won't.
Yeah, I have another question. You've been in this tree for 40,000 years and there hasn't been any villages to murder. So what if you just pretended like you were still in the not murdered tree and you didn't murder any villages?
So,
problem solved.
So about that, you folks aren't the first ones to come into the tree.
Wait, so just how many people have you murdered in the tree?
How many
why didn't you murder us? Great
since...
question.
Yeah. We're going to go back... arguably a few days now. Where are the miners?
Oh, true.
And the goblins, while we're at it.
Yeah.
I think we have the answer.
Because I'm starting to think your first answer was not the truth.
Oh, what gave you that clue? The fact that I'm a vampire or the fact that I needed to trick you to let me out of the tree?
Yes.
Great.
Okay. Actually, just another quick question about origin story. So this demon, did the demon make you a vampire?
Are you the first vampire?
I am not the first vampire. The demon is also not the first vampire. However, the demon did create the first vampire.
Okay. So they also created you? Oui?
Yes. So sort of becoming a vampire is weird because there's your OG vampires who are the ones who make the pact with this demon, drink a specific potion mixed with some blood. Congrats, you're a first round vampire. But then, as a vampire, I could also make my own vampires. And then those vampires could make what are called thralls, which are also vampires, but less powerful.
Wait, so it's are you an OG vampire or a second vampire?
I am an OG vampire. I am just not the OG vampire.
Okay. Damien, so when you rejected your humanity to become a vampire, you decided to kill the entirety of your race. What was that race particularly? You mentioned before the elves, but what kind of elves?
What do you mean?
There's a lot of elves.
There are a lot. We were the grand archons of the continent. We ruled through magic and fire.
You're the OEs, the original.
Sean,
elves.
I feel like I know what you're asking. And I'm going to assume that whatever name they have is not going to line up with the name you're expecting.
Yes, but we were given some specific names just now. I would love to do a history check on this D&D podcast.
God bless. Oh my God, you're rolling dice. Okay, roll your history check. I'm going to tell you, it is not going to be easy.
Well, I'm a study boy, so we'll see. I don't know.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that's a dirty 20.
Okay, so this is like very brand new information, but you do know that you've glanced on old scrolls that have brought up the idea of the old archons. And like the legend of the archons is a thing amongst Elven mythology, and basically there were 12 archons that governed Elven society, and they each did something unique and powerful, and through that they basically had an agreement that the 12 of them would rule kind of together in an election-based system where basically one of them would assume the grand throne and back and forth.
Okay, so I'm going to ask about the archons then. Okay, sorry, the Archons. Were you one of the 12 Archons of the ancient race? Is that what you're saying?
I wish. Are you kidding? If I could call stars from the sky to the earth in order to destroy my enemies, do you not think that I would not have chosen to consort with a thing that literally made me drink blood for 4 days straight?
He did say that he was the lowest on the totem pole, and I would say being an Archon would make you not the lowest.
The lowest on the Archon totem pole would make sense. It is a hierarchical structure. There is someone at the top. There are people that teach us.
Let me put it this way. There are the Archon, the Grand Archons, who are the highest you can possibly be. They are the most powerful and most influential members of our Grand Council. Then you had the Archons. Then you had the Magisters, and so on and so forth.
Mr. Damien, I have a question. Can I ask you a question? Why were you the lowest on the totem pole?
Because my dad was a thief and my mom was a maid.
So like you're just chilling in society, and then things were not like, there wasn't like a, oh no, like the hierarchy of this world wasn't like, it was just like normal, like you're not special.
So on that, depending on the societal rung you are born on, you can get treated differently by other societal rungs. If a Grand Archon chose to wipe his using my hand, I'd have had to have taken it.
Speaking of hands, did your father have one?
I mean, before or after question. He was caught?
After he got caught.
I mean, he had no hands or feet or eyes or tongue.
Did they outright kill him, or was it just...
No, that was his punishment for stealing bread.
Girl.
Oh, that is cool. Okay, and JJ's just like scribbling notes.
It was pretty brutal.
Yeah, the society was bad. I'll give you 10 good points of you killed the bad society, but you do have a billion bad points.
I actually failed to kill the bad society.
Wait,
that's
what you're
problem.
Saying is the Archons are still alive and somewhere?
No, I'm saying I didn't kill the Archons. You saw that I got caught.
Oh, that's true. The demon killed them, right?
Yes.
Where's the demon?
Okay, I'm glad we're playing the blame game. That really helps us.
Yeah, yeah. Where's the demon?
Solve this issue.
Also, what is the demon? Do you know what the demon is now? Now that
I do not know what the demon is now. Nor do I know where it is. I do know that it left me with a nice present when it left.
Which is?
So he actually lifts up his shirt, and there is a bright black flaming tattoo that looks to be scorched into his ribcage.
JJ, you should write that down.
JJ is already writing that down.
JJ, would you know anything about a demon associated with vampiricism? Vampiracy?
Vampires.
That is a great
vampires.
Question.
That's the one.
Vampiric
vampirism.
Lore. Well, that's a good question. Can I do a roll?
Okay, so you can either do a history or a religion check. A religion check would be a lower DC.
Okay, so this is the, okay, well, actually, you know what? F*** it, because I don't really give a shit, because, I have the sage background, which gives me the researcher feat, which means okay. That even if I don't know it, I know where the information can be found.
Gotcha.
So, might as well do the religion, because it's one less than the history currently.
Got it.
That is a 14.
You do not know any demon associated with vampirism. However, you do know in the Grand Cathedral in the City of Saints that they would have the knowledge and information on that particular study. However, you also know they tend to be kind of dicks about who they let look at their information.
Well, we know a vampire, so maybe that would help. Keep that in mind. Write that down.
Okay, got it. We know a vampire. I'm glad I wrote that down, that I would have forgotten.
JJ, you know that in your society that you grew up in, because you're the only one who grew up in mainstream society, that the religion used to be like super dogmatic, and it's kind of taken a chill pill, but they are very, very spooked out by anything of the demonic nature. And they are also very dogmatic the closer you get to the City of Saints.
Do we have any more questions for this vampire?
I mean, countless questions about the elves, but I don't think we honestly have the time.
Okay, we know that you have more questions, JJ, because you are a researcher writing an elf. Do we have any useful questions for the current moment about our current situation? Like, one, now, how come you can get out now, but we can't?
Because I have a way to get myself out. However, if I also get you out, I get to not be dropped into a random location.
Can you teleport?
Sort of. It's complicated. Wait. Follow me downstairs, and I'll show you what's going on.
Okay, does anyone have any questions?
Why don't you lead the way?
He's already gone.
Boy?
He's poofed out of existence.
Okay, I guess we're done. Are we following him? Like, I don't have good vibes, but I feel like it's the only thing that we got.
It's the only pass in front of us, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, our options are kind of attempt to stop him and likely die, or not attempt to stop him and not die. And I'm thinking that the second one has more likely odds of us eventually being able to stop him, whereas right now we do not have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. JJ, write down saying we need to find him and kill him eventually. Keyword there, eventually.
I was thinking more we could, you know, send this to someone a little higher in the
how will they trust
strength
us?
Department.
Yeah. By the way, I just want to I just want to put this out there. In the back of JJ's notebook, he has a to-do list. Number one on the list is figure out Astraea. The second is kick the shit out of Reginald. And the third one is now kill a vampire eventually.
We're doing really good.
Listen, you're what, 0 for 3?
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Okay. So, well, maybe then we, before we leave, where do we want to go? Where do we go from here? We have just been encountered a power completely beyond our means that will likely do a lot of damage to the world around us. I want to do something about it. And right now, I know that trying to stop him from leaving isn't that thing. It won't work. So what is something that we can do?
He said that the reason he's not going to get dropped in a random place is because we can pick somewhere to go. So if we get a pick somewhere to go, do we want to go back to the town? My vote is no. There's no reason to go back. Tiramisu. We were given that as a nice gift. But other than Tiramisu, there's no reason.
Tiramisu is outside, is in the mine camp.
Oh. Yeah, with Gook, right?
I don't think Gook is there.
I mean, we asked him to wait there.
It's been probably many days.
He's the first goblin we came across that can talk. He's smarter than we gave him credit for.
So now where do we want to go? Like, do we have like what if we go to this Sun Citadel or whatever the actually word is it for that?
City of Saints.
The City of Saints, they are very, very anti-demon and very scared of the demons. They're not very understanding people. They're not very good listeners. And that's coming from me. So
if we show up with a demon.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be no bueno. We would be dead faster than the demon.
What if we just drop him off and leave, you know?
Because then he'll get murdered.
At the doorstep, ring the doorbell, run away.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We could take him to a university to be properly contained and studied by those who have significantly more magic than any of us.
I would prefer finding a cure over death. But death is a good...
I'm just saying secure, and maybe they have a cure as well.
Emergency option. That's a good point.
Additionally, I can't... Joey, what's the name of the Prairie Province again?
So the Prairie Province is the province of Tano. We don't have a map yet.
Oh, but
we had a map.
That's our province. Tano's our province that we were in already, right?
No, you guys are currently in Boreal Province of Krangar.
Okay. I know that the Lord of Tano is a incredible patron of the arts, but also has incredible wealth and resources and connections. Perhaps... I mean, he always likes a good story, a good interesting thing, excitement, adventures. That's his sort of deal.
How are we going to prove this? Like, because we either show up with the vampire, which seems like a great way to get us murdered, or we go say that we went into a tree, and then the tree turned out to be an infinite prison, and then we found a vampire who brought us here. We'd sound ridiculous.
You guys have a job to figure out where the miners are.
See, they're dead. The other thing.
Yeah, you want to get paid for your job?
We get snack tickets.
And 40 gold.
Yeah, I think we have bigger fish to fry.
I'm more concerned with where, because my home is good at curing things.
What if we go to
home? I have a strong feeling that they might be able to cure vampirism. However, they might not be able to, and alternatively, he may murder my entire family because he's a vampire who has declared himself having poor self-control the murder department.
Sorry, just to clarify, this would mean we would be able to go into the realm of the Dark Elves?
We can go anywhere based on our current assumption that we can go anywhere.
Yeah, we are kind of operating
making a big assumption.
Pops
we could
us.
Say we're
Why
bringing
don't we
outside
just go
the
ask
mine.
Him?
Yeah, let's go ask him. Great idea.
Let's also, maybe while we're at it, we do figure out what happened to those miners.
Well, we know they're
also,
dead.
Also, we didn't deal with Ghost Lady, and we should probably do that.
I was going to ask him about
Ghost
Lady.
We've got a lot
Lady.
Of loose ends. JJ, could you make another small, like, short-term to-do list? Find out about the miners. Help the ghost lady pass on to her next life.
Yeah.
And
save group.
Leave.
Okay, so he writes down...
Once again, pretty sure he's gone.
Figure out where the MacGuffins went and tie up loose plot threads are now in the to-do as well.
Okay, let's go down the stairs to victory.
Right.
Okay. So
after our convening, our circle of whispers,
you had your team huddle, and then folks start to head down the stairs. And as you start to head down the stairs, the torches that line the walls aren't usual torches. Green flame is emanating off
That's
them.
Bad. Unspicy.
It's super spicy. It's the spiciest of spices. As you finally finish down the stairs, you end yourself in a large stone slabbed chamber. Green torches line the walls, and in the center is a large tomb with a pedestal around it and four wards guarding each of the, like, one of the sides around this circle. Damien isn't there.
Oh my god, is this another puzzle? Are we going to have to do something stupid and get teleported out?
Can you all roll perception checks for me, please?
Woot woot. Okay, rolling. And natural 20, that's a 25.
16.
14.
So, you folks are really confused, and all of a sudden, you kind of feel like a mosquito bite on the back of your neck, Piron. But yeah, no, doesn't seem like anything's happening.
Smacks his neck.
Piron, are you okay?
And
why do you
looks
hit your
at
neck
his
though?
Hand. What is he?
Nothing's
what
on
does
your
he
hand.
See? I felt weird, like stinging briefly.
That seems bad.
Demon.
Considering
we
are
dealing
with... Do you think this is where the demon was summoned?
It could be.
This is big demon summoning.
I mean, it's a tomb. We were dealing with a vampire that keeps appearing and disappearing. Do you think this is maybe his actual body? Or? Oh,
possibly. And wards? That seems like a keep him here prison thing.
This is intensely over my head.
I think it's all of our heads. We are level two.
We're making this up. Should we break things? That's normally how we go with it. That's normally our go-to strategy.
It literally is, by the way. All of your solutions to every single thing outside of direct puzzles are let's smash it until it does something.
No, it's let's touch things to it until something happens.
You're right. This is also a solution you folks use regularly.
I'm going to go walk around the room, and you said there are things that there were green. Where are the wards? Are they at the corners?
So, like, if you
also, how do I know their wards? Do they clear their wards? What do they look like?
They're basically these stone pillars with like a green orb that are attached into the ground, and the green orb is floating.
Okay, can I go like touch the green orb?
Yeah, go ahead. So you, Astraea, kind of walk over to these green orbs, and you kind of give it a flick, and it starts to spin in place, and it's glass. You can feel it's glass. That's about it.
Okay, so here's the pitch. Do we want to break them? It's glass.
I mean, yeah.
But what will we release? Yeah. Where's the tomb?
Could
someone
look
tomb
at
first?
My neck? I'm really sketched out about this.
Yeah, I'll
okay,
look
come
at your
here,
neck.
Come here. I will
Wait,
take a look.
I'm JJ. You're the university.
You can both look.
I was just thinking
you're
a medicine check is intelligence, right?
I would you can either roll... Actually, I would like you both to roll investigation checks for me, please.
Yeah, that's intelligent.
I got a dirty 20.
Oh, that is very unspicy. I got a 3 on the die, which means I got a 6.
So, you got a dirty 20, and you got a 6. JJ, you walk over and you go, it's a neck. Dude, I don't understand. Like, it's just a neck. And Astraea goes over and looks at it, and then you realize... It looks like there's a needle, like a really thin needle sticking out of his neck.
JJ, not JJ. Also, JJ, I told you I'm better at this than you. Piron, we have a problem. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You got needled.
Good start.
Like,
great start.
Like mini needles.
Definitely keeping me calm.
So you don't say that, actually.
Your speech
begins to slur.
Oh. We got drugged.
Can you all roll constitution saving throws for me, please?
Mm-hmm.
Je refuse.
Any advantage I get for knowing the needles in my neck?
You know a needle's in your neck?
Darn.
Yo. Oh. 6, 4, 5.
Night, baby.
Spicy
campaign.
So all your speech begins to slur, and you go to kind of check on Estrella, and then JJ, as you begin to say something, you notice your words aren't words either, and I think Piron kind of figures out you guys have been drugged.
I think I figured out I've been drugged. When no one knows what I'm saying and there's a needle in the back of our neck, I go,
And all of you just kind of start to feel really dizzy and sick, and you fall to the ground.
Uh-oh.
So.
All right, well, nighty-night.
Then.
Wasps in my brain.
You wake up. And nothing seems to have changed.
Iffy. Can I go walk around the room again?
Yeah, God bless. Sure, go ahead.
I do like a self-audit. I'm going through my bag of things. I'm like, okay, got my darts, my bed.
Well, everyone is doing those things. JJ is going to sit down.
Okay.
Do some hurdy-gurdy strumming and ritual cast detect magic.
Do you folks want to do anything?
Are the orbs still made of glass?
Do you want to go touch them?
Yeah.
So yeah, you go over and you touch them, and they still feel made of glass.
Okay. Now I yell out, Mr. Damien, what did you do? Okay, Mr. Damien's not here. What's in the center of this room?
Like I said, there looks to be like a tomb sitting in the center of this room.
I'm putting my hands up for opening the tomb. Who wants to open the tomb?
Well, I'm doing the arc. I'm doing the detect magic first.
Well, then
do
we want to wait and then open the tomb?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Sweet, let's do that.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna go for a stroll then, and Piron's kind of just walking around the room, kind of playing with anything that looks unusual.
I mean, like there's the classic spike sticking out of the wall, and like the chained skeleton hanging from chains in the corner, but like that's about it.
Very consistent aesthetic here.
Thank you. I feel really good about his interior design.
Yeah, no, it really conveys the whole vampire thing. Like we didn't get it before.
Like honestly, I think he did a really good job. You know, he's on an episode of
Extreme Home Makeover.
No, Extreme Castle Makeover.
Yes, the serialized bardic songs of Extreme Castle.
No, no, it's actually a play where they come in and redecorate your house, your castle, and
incredible. Okay, so detect magic. What do we get from that?
Detect magic. Actually, can you roll an Arcana check for me, please? I'm not saying your spell doesn't work. I want to see how effectively it works.
How spicy.
Well, I mean, it does the things. I put the description there.
Yeah, I'm still saying, I would like you to roll a magic
and I'm saying,
arcana check
I don't
for me.
Want to.
Well, I, as God, have decided you have to.
That is a 16 in total.
Okay. So you know, you can feel there is magic emanating from all around you. Like, legitimately from all around you, but that's not unsurprising. This is a magical prison tomb that is magically lit and has wards all around. However, really oddly, it's not like you can't tell what kind of magic it is, but something feels weird about it.
So,
does it feel sinister?
I don't know. What does sinister feel like? Describe to me these feelings.
Like you have a vampire breathing down your neck.
This whole room probably reeks of sinister.
Yeah, I'd say I could ask the stars, but as we all know, the answer is just is sketch. So we're gonna go at that one. Who wants to open the tomb?
I think I'm a resident test dummy.
I love that you ask that question as if it's not going to be me pushing it, because neither of you two can do
it. I'll be there giving you encouragement.
Yeah, we'll help.
So
fun.
Glad.
Wait, isn't that JJ's job? Isn't the encouragement his
aren't
job?
Aren't I the crash test dummy? Like,
I can give you star.
I'm just going to do it now. And I go over to the tomb and I assume it's like a heavy stone. Like,
yeah. Roll strength for me.
I'm casting guidance add a d4.
Yeah, I'm going to do an inspiration thing.
Strength or athletics?
Either or.
So my guidance, by the way, is I'm with one hand being like, I'm helping C, but I'm also touching Piron, being like, look, I'm helping, I swear. But I actually am helping.
Including the guidance and inspiration, I got a 27 on my athletics check.
Jesus Christ. All right. Yeah, this thing slides off. You were like Superman strength this, and just kind of like with one push, it just slides all the way off. This is not the kind of thing. It looks like it should like slide half open, and that's how you can see inside. But no, you just, the lid with a thud hits the ground, and congrats, the tomb is now open. And inside are a bunch of nothing.
Oh.
Cool.
Who wants to get in the tomb?
Yeah, that's my job.
Before you do that, is it feeling hot to anyone else? Because it's starting to feel hot for you guys in this room.
Oh. Well, it's starting to feel
JJ
hot.
JJ strips.
No! God. JJ, please! You'll lose all your clothes and we get teleported!
No, I will put it in my bag. Okay, I'm leaving on my undergarments.
Well, I have a question. Is it hot for me? I'm a demon.
Yes.
Oh, it's hot.
Yeah.
Hey.
You guys are starting to sweat. Yeah.
Do you think we unleashed a curse?
Well, so far, every single thing you've done has ended badly.
Yeah.
So I think we all just lay down and give up.
Break the orbs? Break the orbs.
Do you want to break the orbs?
Break the orbs?
Counter argument, lay down and give up. Who's with me? All in favor.
Okay, so we are about to enter the third act. Why would we give up?
We're only the protagonist in the story you're writing. And so in the universe, we can still die.
Yeah, but like the written story is all that matters.
But
like,
I'm very confused.
Are you talking in character or out of character?
They're talking in character about an existential story
that they're writing.
That JJ is writing.
Yeah. And then
I understand. I'm a little confused.
In universe,
I grasp it.
We're not the main characters, so we can die. And the story just won't end. Someone will turn to the next page and it will be blank and they will be sad because we will have died.
I mean,
so
as you folks are having this conversation, green steam starts to rise from the ground and it's starting to get really hot in this room.
Break the orbs.
Okay.
JJ throws his dagger at one of the orbs.
Roll to hit.
Can I just punch it with my stick?
Well, we're at the tomb in the center, so we have to like run over and do things.
I'm gonna walk over. It's not very far.
I don't know. It's not like it's like a 5-foot circle. It's not like huge.
Okay, I'm just gonna do my cutlass because it's the same rule to hit. I don't think the damage matters. Oh, that is a dirty 20.
So here's the deal.
It's an orb. It doesn't matter. It's not dialogue.
So you hit the orb and it shatters, like immediately bursts. And then you hear a.
That seems bad.
I mean,
I look around. Is the ceiling falling?
No, nothing's happening.
What was the sound come from?
Grinding noise? Is there like a general direction that grinding noise comes from?
Can I use sound knowledge?
You want to make an investigation or a perception?
Sure.
I will attempt to perceive where the sound is coming from. I got a 24. Tell me where the sound is from.
I didn't.
Back wall. Sound is coming from the back wall.
Okay, so Piron turns around and says, I heard it from over here, and runs towards the back wall. Is there anything immediately noticeable, or do I gotta
roll your investigation for me?
Checking it out. Okay, so I guess like Piron is kind of like listening and trying to feel around the wall.
Wait,
he's doing the thing where you like press the stones, and he critically fails.
Hey, I didn't realize this wall was actually a dead dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question. Wait, so Piron, we break in the orb?
So Piron is like pushing on the stones to try and get in, and he like puts way too much weight on the first push and just smacks his hand into the wall and hurts himself a lot.
Yeah, the spiky wall.
And that's all that happens.
So we break in the orbs? Question mark?
I mean, we already broke one, like in for a penny, in for a pound.
So as you folks are having this conversation, you're starting to sweat real bad. Like, it's real hot in here now.
I'm going to go.
Like, there's a lot of steam coming off the ground.
I go sit in the tomb.
Let's break the orbs.
Is it less hot?
Nope. It's, okay, it's just a stone. It's really dusty and there's some caked blood on the sides.
I hit the orb with my staff.
I'm running over and I'm hitting, I guess. How many orbs were there?
Four.
Four? Okay, so
I hit another orb. There's four pillars and three orbs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hit the thing with the
so
thing.
We each go and we destroy an orb.
Okay, so they all shatter and you hear a massive as the wall on the back begins to lift.
Oh, okay.
And as this happens, the fire from the torches begins to jump from the walls to the floor.
I walk.
Run! And I and Piron runs.
Yeah, me too. We're going.
Yeah, we booking it.
By the way, Joey, so, if you don't want to make us solve all problems by hitting things, don't make the solution to hit things.
Here's the deal. Don't worry about it. You're fine. You'll figure it out. It's all good. So here's the thing. In front of you is a hallway that just seems to kind of stretch forever. And lining the walls are paintings of what look to be the old archons of the elves, just lining the walls. Behind you, these flames are starting to rise and get very large and begin to kind of flow into the path. What do you do?
JJ is like starting to slow down a little bit as he sees like all the beautiful depictions of all the elves and everything on the walls. Mm-hmm. And like almost gets to a stop, but then like realizes the fire is coming and then just like that moment of just like, I don't know which, just that moment of indecision, and then sees like everyone else just continuing to book it. So just then just continues to book it.
Yeah, I'm just going to continue to book it. Ooh. But okay. Do I see on the paintings in my book it our boy, Damien?
No, there are archons.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, it depends. Roll a perception check for me. You folks are sprinting past these paintings. And so it would be pretty difficult to identify a face. If you're like, oh no, I have to sprint down this hall.
I got a 20.
Okay, yeah, you can actually, you can kind of notice with your keen demon eyes that there are
unless
no
afraid of fire.
So you're looking, you're taking a look. Damien is not on any of these paintings so far, but you also notice these paintings are repeating themselves.
Oh, well, I guess we lose. Mr. Damien, please come save us.
There's a really large echo in this hallway, and you hear,
Mr. Damien, please come save us.
Does anyone feel like we're not going anywhere?
Probably a little, but the fire is still catching up, so it looks like we're going somewhere. So,
sorry, just to clarify, is the fire the green fire or
the fire's the green fire?
The very same.
Perhaps the fire could actually be the teleporting device.
You can go try it.
Tell you what,
I'll keep running.
I'ma keep not touching the fire.
If you folks are gonna keep running, can you folks make an athletic check for me?
Yeah.
Boop, I got an 18.
I got a 20.
Sorry, this is athletics?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my god. JJ, you are out of shape, my guy. Get on the fantasy elliptical and get that cardiovascular health up and running.
This one hot looking too.
Look, he is naked. You can all see he is just a twig with like patchwork quilt tattoos all over his body. There is no muscle. It's just skin, bones, ink.
You folks are running totally fine outside of JJ, who is insanely out of breath and is, like, panting. Like, you know the scene from Lord of the Rings where Gimli, Aragorn, and Legolas are running, and, like, Legolas and Aragorn are totally fine, and Gimli's like, we dwarves are not made for long-distance runners. We're built sprinters, and that's JJ.
Natural-born sprinters.
I have a question. So, who's back on the plan of lie down and give up? I am.
I'm starting to lean that way too.
Okay. You know what?
The only thing
into the fire, and JJ's gonna like run into the fire because
okay,
why the fuck not? 7 hit points. Let's go. Kill me.
As you start to do that, you notice something. The fire is, like, not actually gotten any closer to you. And as you start to go towards the fire, it looks like the fire is moving away from you.
You see this? We do have plot armor. We are the protagonists. We are invincible.
Okay, I turn backwards and walk backwards towards the fire.
Once again, the same thing. Okay. It just, as you turn around, it looks like the fire is not getting any closer to you.
It's always worth walking backwards in infinite halls.
I guess we just go the other way?
No, it's also, we're not moving. We're like on a treadmill.
We're not moving. Yeah, that's fair. All right, well, time to start interacting with the only thing in the room. And Piron starts ripping off the paintings off the wall and throwing them at JJ because he assumes he wants them.
Yeah, JJ's just eagerly grabbing them all.
Are they following
You're just, like,
us?
Hucking paintings at JJ as you're, like, trying to catch them
just
without getting hit?
Grabbing one, looking it over, and then throwing it to JJ to properly inspect.
Interesting that you're doing that. Can you roll an investigation for me, Ben?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want some help with
and
that?
A natural one again. That is two natural ones on investigation checks. Someone else.
Yeah, please.
Investigate.
Please let
they all
I did
look,
say
they
that
all
I was throwing them to JJ to inspect more thoroughly. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you look at them and you're like, wow, these all just look like
kind
my
of,
mom's.
Piron's kind of like given up a little bit. So he kind of gives it a once over and then is like, JJ will figure it out and tosses it to JJ and
it's
moves
like,
on
yep,
to the next
that's,
one.
That's oil paint on canvas. Cool. Okay, so what do you want me to do an investigation as well, or would like a history check?
You can do either or.
Okay, well, history is going to be better. That's a 17.
Awesome. So yeah, these are clearly depictions of the Archons. Like, it looks like these are what the Archons looked like. Like, they're dressed in fine velvet robes. They have long flowing hair, decorated in jewels. Yeah.
Nothing special.
Incredible. Okay, so are they in frames?
Yeah.
Okay, so JJ is just like using his knife to just like cut them out of the frames and rolling them up like an art thief, just
okay.
Stuffing them in his bag.
Can you roll survival for me, please? Or sleight of hand, actually, is what I want you to roll.
You're gonna cut the paintings, JJ.
I mean, we're not doing this under pressure. I can take my time. Like, we don't have fire to worry about.
I'm pretty sure if I asked you to take an hour to cut out a painting out of a canvas, out of a frame without damaging the painting, right now, if I gave you a week, that you probably would not be able to do so.
You can't undo a cut.
Are you kidding me? I did it last week. It's not hard. You just follow the frame with the knife. Like, what? It's not rocket science, Joe.
It's like, you know, when you're cutting chicken and you need to get the bone, like you want to get as little
sure.
meat, you just go.
Yeah, or it's like writing along a ruler. It's like drawing a line across a ruler. It's not
for sure. Absolutely. And when wrapping Christmas presents, you sometimes screw up your lines.
Because you're not using a ruler.
Maybe you do.
Do you use a ruler?
Okay, sleight of hand. 17.
You rolled a 17 on your sleight of hand, so yeah, you can pretty well cut this out, and you're cutting out these paintings. What you're noticing is that they all seem to have the same face.
Do I recognize the face?
No,
from
not
the memory
even
that
a
we went to?
Nope, not even a little.
I walk into the wall with the paintings on it.
Hey, roll in athletics.
Literally just walking into the wall? Okay.
Yep, roll in athletics.
Like I'm... Give me a second. I'm slow at that speed. 8.
It was not a super vigorous walk. You kind of just casually walk, and then as your face hits the wall, you go, why did I walk into a wall?
Well, I thought maybe there'd be a... I don't know. Okay, so.
Is there anything on the wall behind the paintings?
Not really, actually.
Throw the painting into the fire. Burn the past.
No.
Well, we got to do something.
I take a painting that JJ hasn't taken and I throw it into the fire.
JJ screams bloody murder.
You scream bloody murder. There's a really large echo, so you scream and it's like,
Yeah, no, it's like an earth-shattering
okay.
scream.
Final theory, if the painting isn't burning. Sorry, yeah, let's resolve that first.
Can you roll perception for me?
18.
You throw the painting 11. Into the fire, and not only is the painting not burning, it's not there anymore.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So,
okay.
Someone throw me.
I sit here, and you two keep walking.
Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm.
Go. We do that.
And Piron just kind of takes a cross-legged seat facing the flames.
Okay. Are you guys walking towards or away from the fire?
No, we want to walk away from the fire.
I'm walking toward the fire. I don't give a fuck.
All right, God bless. One in the middle, one in each direction. Let's see what happens.
Here's the deal. Astraea, you're walking away from the fire.
Yeah.
The fire is actually starting to... You're gaining distance from the fire.
Ooh.
Piron, you seem to also be gaining distance from the fire. JJ, there is no difference between the distance from where you are to where the fire is.
Oh, okay, so we need to sacrifice someone. Keep doing that.
Well, I did say that I had given up. So I guess you two can go, and I'll just resign to my
walk. You'll walk forever.
I have a plan. What if we stand up a painting and then have it stare at us, so like it's watching us, and then there needs to be some.
Okay, so here's the issue. While you folks were sitting where you were,
mm-hmm.
I was trying to get closer to the fire, and it did not work.
I got further from the fire.
I mean, you got further from the fire. Oh.
It moved away from me, okay. Too.
So, I will say, Astraea, the farther you get from the fire, the less light and visibility that exists. And it's not like
I
have dark vision, so I'm fine. It's like a no. It's just black.
Yeah, I have fire in my hand now.
Magical darkness.
Comes
yeah,
up.
Here's the deal. Your fire's in your hand, and you can see the fire, and you can see the glow, and it's just dark.
Oh, it's really dark, though, so maybe we do what? I don't know the plan. I'm out of ideas.
Okay. I think we're going to... I think JJ's going
to
put one of the paintings that we're not cut out
now.
Yet and face it towards the fire, and we're going to book it. We're going to do that plan.
Oh, really?
We're going to try that.
Okay, we're trying that plan.
Why not?
What happened?
What else is there to do?
I don't know.
Okay. Does this mean I am not getting engulfed in
No,
flames?
Yeah, we're walking away.
Alrighty.
And?
So we turn and we walk away from the fire together.
But with a painting watching
the darkness.
Us.
And as you walk away from the fire together, the fire looks to be following you. And not only is the fire not getting any closer, the painting is remaining the same distance away from you as where you left it.
Oh, okay, that didn't work.
Oh, inspiration. We walk backwards.
I already tried that. That was literally the first thing I did.
Well, I'm out of ideas.
Let's do it again, though, just in case.
Do we walk towards the fire?
Yeah, why don't we?
We're going to walk backwards.
Walk backwards, yeah, okay.
Towards the darkness. I know that I did that. That was the first thing I did, but...
So as you walk backwards towards the darkness, the fire is following you at a set distance.
Yeah, what a surprise. I already tried that. I knew it.
JJ has big brain time, okay?
Yeah.
He looks at his friends, all right? Can he do an investigation check to see the details of his friends' faces?
God bless. Roll your check.
Thank you. That's a 15.
Interestingly... Your friends' faces look the same as the faces on the paintings.
Okay, so...
How did I not notice that?
Yeah, seems like going to sleep, not the only effect of those darts. So...
JJ, are you okay?
Hang on a second. And Huron sits down and pulls a little book out of his bag. And it's a book labeled Huron's Potions and Poisons. And can I make a medicine check to see if I can identify this poison as he
Go ahead.
Through
Absolutely.
His book.
Yep.
I got a 7.
JJ, do you still have those mushrooms that made us laugh?
I did. I was going to save them for a better occasion than this. And honestly, it seems as though maybe, I mean, you look like the painting and not Astraea.
I'm pretty sure I don't look like the paintings. I know what I look like.
Actually, fun fact, when you look at him, when JJ says that, you look at JJ and you're like, you also look like the paintings.
Wait, JJ, maybe you're right. You said you look like the painting and now you look like the painting. So you're sure you're just not confused?
Yeah, I feel as though perhaps being knocked out was not the only side effects that we had with the darts or the things that made us go to sleep.
Yeah, clearly we're now trapped in an infinite hallway.
Yeah, that sounds too wacky to be true. So,
too wacky to be true? Think of all the things we've been through. Anything's possible.
Okay, but also remember that this place had the laughing mushrooms. And we were just hit by something. We slid, and now we look different. And
that is
we
true.
See
like everything
other.
Was fine, but now you look like the painting.
And for me, you look like the painting, which is very weird because you are a tiefling and you have the face of an elf. So it's all kinds of confusing. I feel as though we need to like sleep this off. I don't think the mushrooms that we have will help. I don't really like mixing my highs.
I'm down for sleep. I go down.
So I've been going through my book, and I rolled a 7 on that medicine check. Do I find anything?
So you don't find any specific detailing, but you are aware that there are in existence drugs that do make you hallucinate while dreaming.
Would I find anything or know anything that would suggest I know how to deal with a drug making me go trippy times?
Usually, and this is just my personal experience with not having ever taken mushrooms, but usually sleeping drugs off helps.
Yeah. I say really? We're giving up.
Some people have never woken up after that now. So
okay, so
that's a 50-50 so, there.
Let's I'm just not going to inception you. I'm not taking you down into the deeper layers of your dreams.
Double sleep.
Okay, I more meant death, yeah. But
folks,
that works too.
Folks, here are the effects as far as I can muster them. We went into the tomb of a vampire, and then we were drugged. So perhaps sleeping it off would be fantastic. C'est magnifique. However,
this is what I said from the beginning.
You did say give up and lie down.
I said give up and lie down.
So?
I say do
small,
it.
Small, yeah. Small problem.
Yes.
I can't sleep.
Well, just like close your eyes and pretend.
What do you
sleep.
Mean? Meditation works.
Does it? Have you been drugged? I go to sleep.
Okay.
Okay. Astrea is lying down with her eyes closed, asleep.
Actually, sorry, that's definitely a lie. I can definitely sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna lie down.
Yeah.
I'd like
I'm
to
going
also
to
plan,
stay up.
Make it known that given my lie down and give up, this is the second time that my chronic dumbassery has actually pointed us to the solution, but from the wrong mindset.
Yep. Astrea lies down
and
goes to sleep, and pop, she's no longer in the hallway.
Ooh. Okay, never mind. Yeah, we can go to
sleep.
I
lay down like exactly when Astrea did. JJ's alone.
Yeah. Poof.
Oh, if they disappear, JJ's going to sleep. Yeah.
So, and all of a sudden, all of you wake up in that initial chamber. There's no fire. There's no steam. All of you are lying down in rows, and you have these small gems on your head, and there's a loud rushing noise coming from behind you.
I don't like this.
I take the gem off my head, and I pull the needle out of my neck as I sit up.
And Damien is there, and he goes, "Oh,
you drugged us.
Sorry about that.
How are we supposed to trust you ever again? We can't trust you in the first place.
Why did we ever trust you?"
All of a sudden, you look down, and in front of Damien is a large swirling portal, and he looks at you and goes, "I'm sorry about that. Bye," and jumps in.
Oh, I say, "We're getting you," and I jump in too.
Allons-y.
I jump in.
So there's a rush of green light, and all of a sudden, you are falling. Like, the world is rushing around you, it's sky, it's trees, you can hear the wind rustling, and as you think you're about to hit the ground and eat it, there's a splash, and you've hit water. And as you rise to the surface of the water, you realize you're back in the mining camp in one of the pools of water in the mining camp.
Help! I can't swim! I can't swim! Piron starts drowning.
It's a little pool of... JJ literally looks at Piron and is like, it's like 2 feet. Stand up.
He can't hear you. He's underwater.
I pull him up.
It's like, do you know like the SpongeBob episode where he's drowning in the shallow pool?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's fine. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Piron just kind of like sits up and walks away.
You guys are back at the mining camp and it's nighttime now. The stars are out. The stars are twinkling. It's pretty, pretty actually. You actually hear some fireworks going off in the distance.
I guess the snack tokens don't really matter anymore.
Oh, we missed them, I guess.
We brought literally nothing tangible except for a genocidal vampire.
And the blue!
With us.
Yeah. And
that group...
Wait, standing next to the pool is a little goblin holding a hobo-style sack over his back going, I thought you left! I'm Grook.
Yeah.
JJ immediately runs to Grook, picks him up, gives him the biggest little hug, like twirling around, and said, Grook, you might be the only stable thing I have in this life anymore.
Hugs are nice.
I say, we'll pick this up tomorrow, and I go and lie down.
Yeah, like Piron makes his way to the cart with Tiramisu. Is Tiramisu still there, or have we lost Tiramisu forever?
No, Tiramisu's still there. She's just munching on some grass.
I give her a good pat on the side. I climb into the back of the cart, and I just lie down and pass out.
Oh, I'm just done. Like, nope, what, done. Asleep time.
I think JJ is like too anxious to sleep at this point, so he's just
you're just sitting
the
there
watch.
Reading
he's,
your yeah. book, petting Grook.
Not even reading, like that requires too much brain effort. It's literally just like build fire, hold Grook.
Grook is my new therapy animal.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Folks and Fables. If you like the show, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts or tell a friend. We also have a Ko-fi link, which is ko-fi.com/folksandfables. You can follow us on Twitter @folks_fables and Instagram @folksandfables, all one word. A special thanks to Talia for our beautiful logo, to Quinn, who does all our editing and web services, and to Joey, who has selflessly signed up to deal with all our idiocy. And of course, thank you, dear listener, as this would not be possible without your support.